2018 CU Recovery Collections Academy in Bloomington, Minnesota. Look who I ran across, Mr. Ian McHenry from Premier Members Creating. How are you, Ian?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well, thanks. We just kind of kicked off the conference tonight with a cool opening reception and a reception, and then a cool trivia game as well. How'd that go for you guys?
It was fun. I think we came in third last round, so
that's not bad.
Okay. We're not taking away prizes, but we're not at the bottom of the league.
Well, some of those questions were hard, actually.
It was actually challenging. You needed the whole group, or you were not going to do well.
Indeed. Well, speaking of doing well, what are you? You're here at the conference, and why did you come up for the conference this year?
To be honest with you, I've had a really long relationship with CU Recovery, but I have never been here. So, 14 years with Premier Members and using CU Recovery, but. I've never seen their operation. I've never had that sort of detail, so I thought it was worth coming out to check out their operations. And we had a great tour today, so was very pleased.
Do you have any expectations or even anything specifically that you want to learn here during your time in the next couple of days?
I think it's a great opportunity to actually dialogue with the decision makers at CU Recovery. So an opportunity to voice some of the things that you want to see and see if that's something that other credit unions are also interested in, see if that's something they can actually implement. I think, additionally, it's nice to be able to say that you've been kind of boots on the ground, that you've been there and that you've seen the working of what the employees are actually doing, so you can tell an examiner or somebody else that I feel confident in the way they're handling my accounts.
Indeed. And that's what it's all about when coming to these conferences. It's great to really network with people and to find out, hey, what's working there, what's not working, that type of stuff. Is that what you expect as well here?
Look, the environment here has been very welcoming, and so it's been great to actually dialogue with people more than just a handshake and a hi, I'm with Premier, but the chance to do the trivia and kind of get to know people a little bit more. So now when you show up for, like, the opening ceremony, it's not just, like, hello, but, like, these are people you can actually dialogue with, right?
That was a nice icebreaker tonight.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
So what are some trends or issues that you guys are dealing with that you hope to get some answers? Is there anything in that area, or?
The piece that I'm working towards specifically is, you know, how to deal with situations where somebody on the team doesn't show up. So they're sick, or they go on a maternity leave, or whatever the case may be, to see if CU Recovery can step in and help out in those situations so that we don't lose production and we continue to move forward. That's what I'm really after, and that's what my goal is for this conference.
All right. And last question for you, how have they helped you out? I mean, you say you guys have had a 14-year relationship with CU Recovery. How have they helped you out over the years?
I think the relationship is very collaborative. We share ideas back and forth with one another, and there's a personal touch, right? Like, when you call and talk to CU Recovery, you're going to talk to somebody that you actually know and have seen, have met with, and I think that differentiates them in the market, right? Like, when I call and talk to my rep, who's Amy, I know her, and so it's a bit more honest conversation, and I appreciate that.
Relationships, man, relationships.
Always relationships, yes.
Indeed. Any final words of wisdom, Ian, to wrap up here?
I think it's worth your time to come out and meet everybody else that is also doing the same thing that you're doing, because it's a great way to understand each other and leverage great ideas.
Yeah, it's a pretty important part of the credit union operations as well. So
it's a cooperative environment. That's what it is.
Indeed. All right, great message to end on. Ian, thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time. All right.